Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now, if you're passing Glencullen Road near Ticknock Mountain in County Dublin, you might spot some yellow signs in gardens and on some poles around the locality. And they're raising the issue of delays with compulsory purchase order payments. Fine Gael councillor Pierce Dargan for Dunleary Rathdown County Council is with me here on the programme today. Pierce, why are the residents owed payments in the first instance? What's the backstory?
So thank you for having me. Basically, we had a scheme called the Black Glen Road Improvement Scheme. So to widen the road, because it was a rural road that needed to be widened. We have a lot more residents now in the area. So everyone agreed it needed to be widened. But obviously, then we needed the land to do that. Mm-hmm. And so then the CPO process happened so that we could get the land required to enlarge the road. Now, this was back, gosh, I think the first communication of this was to residents back in 2017, 2018. So this is a long time ago. And the process started in 2020. And we were promised as councillors, as soon as I was elected in 2024, that all the payments would be completed by the end of 2025. We got an update last month that of the 83 landowners, only 13 had been paid.
Pierce, 83 residents were to receive some form of payment for a project that started nearly six years ago, and you've been told the most recent update is just 13 people have received their monies.
Yes.
And can you give us a ballpark figure or an indication? What type of payments are we talking about? Like, roughly, how much is each person due to receive?
Well, it does depend on what was taken. Obviously, some people had more land taken than others. Some people had residual work because, say, they had a wall to their property that had to be knocked down and then they had to be rebuilt. So there are some payments that are larger than others. But you're talking tens of thousands of euros, potentially maybe some larger than that. But this is substantial money. And for it not to be paid in the last 6 years, I said, I run a business. If my business took products or services and did not pay them for 6 years, there would be serious legal implications. And it is not good enough that we take people's lands to improve infrastructure and then don't pay them.
So presume all these 83 residents you're talking about, naturally there was some kind of contract, you know, with residents and contract mm-hmm. signed and all of that.
Yes, exactly. So there was a whole process where the council staff came in, they put stakes in the ground showing what the amount of land that they were going to take. There's a whole process that happens, you know, the solicitors of either side come to an agreement. And the answers we got, I asked the chief executive directly at a meeting of the council 2 months ago and asked, why are these being delayed? We as councillors have asked for updates, and the updates we're getting are the exact same update I got from January 2025. You know, that, oh, there are issues with title, there are issues with the land registry. And then I've had residents send the email chains to me, and a lot of the time they'll email this information over in a big pack because it's a lot of information. And then they'll get asked for information that they've already sent over, and they'll clarify that is actually on page 12, let's call it. And then they won't get a response for weeks until they get something else they can ask.
So you have actually had some response back from the county council as to why there's been this delay. And they're saying it's to do with some sort of administrative legal issue, is it, regarding title deeds and contracts?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sorry, 6 years. 6 years for paperwork. I would hope that shouldn't be the case. As I said, no other service that I can think of, or a land or purchase or anything, where I can take your asset, your land, your property, and then I'll pay for 6 years.
1800 453 106 is the number. Pierce, stay with us for a moment if you can. Linda's with me on the line. Linda, I believe you're one of the residents affected. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, how much of your land was CPO'd by the county council?
Well, roughly 6 foot.
6 foot, okay.
Yeah.
And is this in your garden or is it in an adjoining field, or can you just maybe describe
It was a garden and 3 foot from outside of where we had our own granite wall. We had a granite wall there, which we brought in when the children were in school so that you could out safely onto the road.
Mm.
So that was 3 foot, and then there was 3 foot inside the wall. So there was 6 foot taken.
So when the compulsory purchase order process started back, as Pierre said, in 2017 yes. or 2018, and you knew about this and you yes. signed up to it, Linda, and there was all the contracts yes. and all of that done and agreed. And when did you think you were due to receive your payment for that?
Well, we were told that we'd be paid last year, before Christmas, September, October. Mm. Then we kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and then I was told that we would be paid before Christmas. And then what happened then was, I don't know exactly what happened, but then we were told, and I rang again, we were told we'd be paid immediately after Christmas.
Christmas of 2025, just gone by.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We were to be paid, and it should have been over and done with by this stage. Now, we've been ringing the council and we get no answer whatsoever. Even our solicitor is not getting any satisfaction.
But you thought that by the 24th of March 2026, Linda, that you'd have your money in the account at this stage.
Absolutely. I think yeah. we should have done. Yeah, and we're not getting any younger, so I don't see why. Like, and I don't know what the delay is.
That's the thing. Have you been given, you know, I would have thought that, you know, to be fair maybe to the council, and I should say, sorry, we've invited Dunleary Rathdown County Council to join us today if they'd like to provide a spokesperson, and we've asked them for, you know, a statement in relation to this. And if there's a, you know, if there was a reason and you guys were all told, Linda, I mean, that'd be, yeah. you know, you probably understand, but you haven't been told.
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I don't know, like, there's nowhere else we can go from this stage, because we're just not getting any word or satisfaction from anyone.
Mm. And that point that Pierce made, Councillor Pierce Dargan there, you know, about Pierce, you said what? That you'd understood it was an issue in maybe in relation to some residents with the title deed of the property. Is that correct?
Well, that was the response I got. So I raised this at a county council meeting directly with the chief executive, I believe in February. And the response I got was there are issues with title, there are issues with the land registry, basically paperwork administration issues. And my point being, surely it doesn't take 6 years to do the paperwork. You know, the project has been done for years now. The new road has been in place. You would hope that surely now that the project has been completed for literally years, a payment should be made. And if payment isn't made, as you said, surely we should know why. And so I asked for an update. I asked for a meeting of all the ward councillors with the council management involved, and no response, because they've said, oh, it's a legal issue. It has to be legal. So it has to be done mm. with the individual. And I don't want the particulars. I understand, mm. you know, there's confidentiality issues.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. But give us a reason. Give us a reason why it's so late.
And so, Linda, for you and in the locality you're in around this, when you're driving past Glen Cullen Road and up by, yes. by Black yes. Glen Road up there, and a lot of our listeners
I'm
know
on
it.
Black.
You're
I'm
on Black Glen, are you? So it's 83, really, of your neighbours, isn't it, in and around the surrounding area would have been impacted by all of this.
Well, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
And but just 13 paid.
Sorry, our councillor, Michael Clemen, has bent over backwards. And he's not getting any satisfaction either. You know, so, like, he's done all he can do.
Well, I'm sure, to be fair to the local and the local representatives, all right, they're raising this issue. And I've no idea, Linda, and I'm not putting words now in your mouth, but, like, say for sake of argument, Linda, if you decided maybe you wanted to sell the house, you know, or maybe you wanted to move or for whatever reason, could you sell? I don't even know. Could you sell at the moment?
No, couldn't. Not that we would, but we certainly couldn't. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sure for some people or some residents, you know, that might, that could perhaps be a potential issue for them. Well, Pierce, I know you've been on to the local authority, as has Linda there. I'm sure many of the other local residents.
We've all been on. My neighbours have been on. And they're in the same situation as we are.
No word back.
We're getting the same thing. The last time I spoke to somebody in the council, they said, like, they were signing the last of the papers and the payments would be there, and as soon as they got it, we'd get it. So, and that was November, as far as I can remember. Mm. And
so you just want to know why, Linda? Well, I should...
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've reached out, Pearce, as well, to the County Council, to Dunleary Rathdown County Council, and they've come back to us to say, thanks for getting in touch, that it was a complex matter involving detailed operational and legal considerations, that they wouldn't be in a position to provide a spokesperson or a full statement for today's show, but they can prepare a full statement in due course if required. And certainly if we get any more information in relation to that, we will bring that to you. For the moment, though, that's a local resident there in Glen Cullen and Black Glen Road area of County Dublin, Linda, with us, and also as well Fine Gael councillor Pearse Dargan for the locality too. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.